The Warriors face the San Antonio Spurs on Thursday night at Oracle Arena before hitting the road for a pair of games, and Tuesday hosting the Brooklyn Nets. The Warriors building an early lead with a 25-point run in the first quarter, and while the Nets battled back, the Warriors take it 114-101 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
You know, I'm so impressed with what the Nets have done. You know, you think about where they've been, you know, and what Kenny and Sean Marks inherited in terms of not having a draft pick and trying to piece this thing together. And every time we've played them the last couple of years, they play so hard. And so they've established something there, you know, without being able to accumulate lottery picks, the position they're in. So it's really a credit to their organization. They're building something out of nothing. And so every time we play them, this happens. The first game in Brooklyn, we were up 28, and they cut it to 4. So they never quit. And I think that is what happened in the second quarter. They came after us, and we let our guard down. We started turning the ball over, and it was a game again.
I see there's been a pattern with the turnovers, but specifically tonight, what did you see that led to those?
Well, obviously, we get a little careless sometimes, and we go for the home run instead of the easy play. I thought David's absence affected our rotation a little bit. The second unit that I played to start the second quarter, not a group that I've played a whole lot together this year, maybe not ever, and maybe I'm letting them off the hook because they've got to make better decisions with the ball. But, you know, we rely on David quite a bit with that group, and we run a lot of stuff through him. And I just felt like we were out of sorts with that group right from the beginning.
Regarding Jordan, we got the details just now with the X-rays, but how's he holding up overall? What was his demeanor?
He just told me he doesn't think it's serious. It was his right ankle, not the left, which was the one that has kept him out recently. And he said it was not a serious sprain, so he feels like he's going to be fine. But we'll take it day by day.
Do you maybe either talk to him, or do you feel like he may be spooked at some point from it? It seems like all these injuries are coming on his kind of high-flying, reckless nature, shot blocking. You want that out of him, but it seems like it may lead to those situations. Do you even say anything?
I mean, he's got to do what he does. You know, he's got to play the way he plays. And I didn't see the play that he got injured on, but I don't think he can adapt, you know, his play to try to avoid injury. I just don't think it works that way. He's just got to play, and he's been healthy, you know, in his college career. Just kind of a random deal.
With the center position kind of changing up a little bit, and with all of the injuries, is there sort of a push-pull between weighing continuity versus matchups each night?
No. We've played center by committee for the last few years, really. And I'm very comfortable putting any of those guys in. Zaza will still make a difference for us this year, and he'll make an impact. Tonight was not a night for him based on matchups. JaVale had a nice night. And I thought Looney came in, did a great job in that third and fourth quarter with his defense. Fourth quarter with his switching defense. It was one of the highlights of the game. So I feel very confident in all of our centers and in their ability to adapt and play whatever role we offer them.
Steve, how would you describe the difference between first half Draymond and second half Draymond?
Well, he settled down in the second half and started making better decisions. I thought he turned it over too much in the first half. I thought he got off to a good start in the game, and he was defending, and then we just got a little out of sorts. So second half, he got his composure, and I thought he was fantastic. Back-to-back, Monty?
Maybe I missed it, but it appeared, at least the first half of the game, that you didn't get much going on offense other than Steph. Was that an accurate assessment?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't expect to come out blazing, you know, given that we're coming off the trip and a couple days off. Sometimes it takes a little while to get going, but we did, you know, late in that first quarter, and Steph went nuts. But, the first half we didn't really execute very well, and didn't get much going other than Steph on the high screens and stuff. So wasn't a great night for us offensively, but I thought the key to the game to me was that the defense to start the fourth quarter with that unit with Looney and Draymond, Clay, Sean, and Andre. I thought they were tremendous, really took control of the game And that's what we were searching for that we couldn't find in the first half, that sort of traction defensively where you really let a team know, you know, that you're coming. The first half, we just kind of traded baskets.
And after Thursday's game against the Spurs, the Warriors head to Portland to take on the Trailblazers on Friday and then to Minneapolis to face the Timberwolves on Sunday. And throughout this road trip and beyond, there are several ways to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.